Canada is so close to me living in Montana that it works out really well.
Where do you do the bulk of your work?
Canada. I've been in Montana and a lot of it, you know, California and stuff like that. I did kind of spread out everywhere. I mean, been in Europe, China.
What's involved in taking all of that gear over to China anyway?
Basically, what we do is tear down our motorcycles and put them in a gun case, and then we ship them over. They're like, we just travel on the airplane with all of our bike parts, and then they have motorcycles that they supply us over there. So we're riding different bikes, so we just have all of our parts that we use to make it feel like our own motorcycle.
Cool. How do you find the crowds are different in a place like China for stuff like extreme sports?
Kind of just a jaw-dropper, you know, when they see this kind of stuff. And it's kind of that way all over the place, to be honest with you. It's not just different countries and stuff. I mean, it's just when... Like, I did a show on Tuesday night for the L.A. Dodgers and San Diego Padres opening game and down in San Diego, and we were jumping on the streets, and you just doing something like backflipping motorcycles in front of a crowd who is, you know, into baseball and probably, you know, ball sports, where they're seeing that, and they're screaming, and by the time we're all doing backflips and everything, it's silent. Their jaws are dropped, and they, you know, they don't even have anything to say.
So, obviously, you come from the, what do you call yourself, the self-proclaimed godson of Evel Knievel? You're from the same hometown, right?
Yeah, I am from the same hometown as Evel Knievel, and I've been a family friend for a long time. Went to school with Evel's daughter, Alicia, and I actually got to know Evel pretty well right before he passed away, like the last few years.
So, in what way did he inspire you then?
Oh, he was Evel Knievel.
Stupid question!
You know, he was just an amazing person, and to see what he did with what he had and knowing the consequences and knowing the outcome of what it was going to end up being, he was mind-boggling, you know? He was definitely a different breed, and to come from the same hometown is pretty awesome.
No doubt about it. So as you got into this, I guess it's almost a natural if you come from the same sort of upbringing. But at the same time, I got to wonder, did you ever have any fear? You know, you're doing some pretty crazy stuff out there. Do you ever have fear?
I still have fear to this day. I mean, you know, this morning I was actually practicing. I have a practice facility, and I was jumping a 125-foot jump, and, you know, I haven't jumped yet this year, and my heart was just racing, and it's no different than these shows. As soon as you get that first jump out of the way, because that's kind of your, you know, the story of how your day is going to go is if you land on that thing, on the landing, the first jump good, then normally it's all pretty well. From that point on, it's kind of ride or air if you mess up or something to get hurt. But, you know, we all get hurt, and it's all just part of what we do.
So I guess it's kind of like any job. You have good days and bad days, but hopefully more good than bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're at a high risk, too, but, you know, just everyday life, you have a lot of high risk. I'm honestly more scared to be driving in a vehicle than I am to be doing what I'm doing, because I have so many other people, you know, driving that you have to be aware of and stuff. And I'd rather die on my motorcycle than I'd die in a car, you know?
there's all kinds of other cool performers on the bill as well. I'm here with Keith Sayers, by the way, of Evolution of Extreme. I see you've got the first snowmobiler to ever land a front flip. Heath Frisbee, is that his name?
Yep, Heath Frisbee. He's from Caldwell, Idaho.
So how do you do the snowmobiling indoors at a presentation like this?
It's been a few years of work, and it's definitely not easy. We have AstroTurf that he rides on going to the ramp, and we actually just made the change to where he's jumping a different style ramp, so we're all going to be jumping the same ramp during the show. It's tricky. There's a lot of different elements that he has to deal with, but he is, you know, one of the best in the world at what he's doing, so couldn't be more happy to have that guy on board with what we're doing.
All right. Well, I think there are maybe just a few tickets still available. You can check our website, rock1053.ca, and the events section to find out how to get those. Keith Sayers, the headliner of Evolution of Extreme, going on this Saturday in Lethbridge. Hey, good luck to you, and have a good one, man.
Sounds great. Thank you.